Gorgeous. I hope you're all having a wonderful day so far. Welcome to the Dr. Daff Show. I'm your host, Dr. Michelle Daff. Today we're talking about femininity. We're talking about how to be a vivacious feminine woman. As we're reading our book, Fascinating Womanhood, we're going through the different things that help make us the ideal feminine woman. And one of those things is having vivacity. I told you ladies that I would go into more detail about what it means to be a vivacious woman and how that affects your appeal when it comes to men and people in general, but especially if you're trying to cultivate your femininity, learning to be more vivacious and full of life is going to make a big difference in how you appear and how you experience your daily endeavors. So I want you to go ahead and sit back, relax, get something to drink, get something to write with, and let's talk about this. So what does it mean to be a vivacious feminine woman? What does it mean? What is the definition of vivacity? Well, in terms of the formal definition, in order to be a vivacious woman, it means that you are attractively lively and animated. And so it means that you have something in your personality, something in the way that you show up that shows that you are fun, that you are excitable. And this is something that is wildly attractive to men and to people in general. Who doesn't want to be around someone who has life in them? So the opposite of being vivacious as a feminine woman would be if you're dull, if you're boring, if you're dry. Okay, that's the complete opposite of being vivacious. So vivacious women have a certain like skip about them, a certain sort of flair that lets you know that they're willing to have fun, that they're easily excitable in a way where it allows you to feel comfortable around them. And this is one of those qualities that really separates one woman from another. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about some ways that you can be more vivacious as a feminine woman, especially if it doesn't come naturally to you. You know, some of you are a little bit more calm, a little bit more quiet, maybe you're a little bit shy, and that's okay. Be yourself. That's okay. This is all information about what can add to you and give you that permission to be yourself. There are some of you ladies who say that you are just so happy or you're so animated or you have ADHD, so you're naturally a little bit more of like a busybody. And you feel like because of that, you cannot be feminine. So this video is to really give you ladies that permission to be yourself and know that this is actually a really fun, attractive quality about you as a woman, that you are lively, that you do show interest in people, in your activities, in your endeavors, that you're present, that you're able to take things in and show that you care about it in a way that makes people really happy that they told you. So what are some things that stop us from being lively? Because maybe you're someone who used to be a very vivacious woman. You used to be animated. You used to have a little bit more life in you, but you stopped. Something happened along the way in your life that just sort of changed you, and now you take life very seriously in a way where it's difficult for you to show up as lively. Now, it's not every situation that causes for you to be lively, right? But when it is appropriate, you may find that you don't have that like spark of energy to get you up. Now, for me, I know that a lot of it sometimes relies on things like caffeine to get me going. For some of you, it could be drugs or alcohol that you feel like you need in order to be lively. But this is a real true sense of being vivacious. This does not come from any exterior, you know, stimulant to make you more of a people person or make you more lively. And it doesn't mean that you have to be jumping up and down. What it means to be animated is just to have a little bit of flavor, a little bit of a flair in your personality. And this does not matter if you are 5 years old or if you are 85 years old. There are lots of older women who are very feminine. And when you speak to them, they have a little bit of extra juice in them. Like when they're talking, they may move around a little bit. They may move their body. They may get a little closer to you when they speak. They may say things in a way that just is more compelling. Okay, so being vivacious doesn't mean that you are jumping up and down. What it means is that you are taking everything in. You are being in the moment in a way where people can see that you're here, like you have a presence about you. And when you speak, you're able to be comfortable in your body, be comfortable in your womanhood. This is something men actually really love about feminine women, and especially men who are very masculine. I've noticed that they love when they're around women who are vivacious, who are a little bit more girly, who, you know, kind of move around, push their hair back, not in a ditzy way, but who are able to be comfortable in their skin. So maybe they're telling a story and they're speaking about it and they're just so into what they're saying, or they're talking and they're getting passionate. You know, they love that because it's like, wow, this woman is alive. They love that. That is one characteristic about feminine women that masculine men adore. So if they're with a woman who's just like there, and they're in the presence of another woman who has vivacity, you will see how that man will get drawn in. And then their, you know, their girlfriend or their wife will be like, hey, hey, you know, hey. Why are you looking at her like that? Because they're drawn in. Because there's something very captivating about having vivacity to you. So one of the things that you can do to have more vivacity as a feminine woman is to get enough sleep. Some of us are truly sleep deprived and we're so tired that we don't have any spark. We don't have any life. We are exhausted. And when you're tired, the last thing you can do is be peppy and be excitable. You're tired. So getting more sleep, prioritizing your sleep as something that's important. It's more important than that TV show. It's more important than, you know, cleaning up every single thing. Sometimes you have to say, you know what, today I'm going to rest and get more sleep and just get more rest in general. Schedule times in your schedule for rest, because that rest will help you to show up more vivacious and more enthusiastic about life. Also, trying to stay away from negative people and your own negative thinking. When you're someone who's vivacious, you're able to do things on a whim. Like something can happen and you can say, you know what? Let's do that. Maybe you're going one direction and something happens and it's like, oh, our plans got canceled. And you say, you know what? Why don't we go here instead? You know, you're able to just sort of jump up and think about something in the moment and be down for it. Maybe the person you're with, the friend you're with, or the man you're with, they say something and you were not expecting that. And you're like, that sounds like a great idea. Let's do it. You know, you are easily moldable. You're able to just go with the flow, with the feminine fabulous flow. That is vivacity. So in order to have that, you have to be away from people with negative thinking. Because if you're in the middle of anything or solving any kind of issue and you're willing to go another direction, or you're willing to say, ah, forget about it, there are always people who are going to try to bring you down, who are going to try to talk you out of it, who are going to say it cannot work. And that just dampens your vivacity. And you can do it to yourself. You can be the kind of person who is overthinking everything, who has to do things exactly the way you plan to do it, instead of saying, you know, it's all right. It didn't work out. Eh, whatever. Let's do something else. And be okay with the change. Be okay with that flow. Allow it to flow. Don't keep everything boxed in. And also being in the state of gratitude. Having gratitude for every moment, for everything that you're doing, will help you to be more vivacious, because you are enjoying the present moment. You are grateful. Every single day, God decided He was going to open your eyes again. Open your eyes again and again and again and again and again. That is a blessing. You are blessed to be here, to be able to experience every single day and have an opportunity, a hope for all the things that you desire. And that deserves gratitude. That deserves you stepping back and saying, this is good. I feel really great that I'm experiencing this. You know, I was on this young lady's social media page, and I don't even know how I ended up there, but I was looking at her pictures, and she was this gorgeous woman. And she was traveling to all these places. She had these beautiful outfits on. She was posing in front of like these oceans and beautiful restaurants and flowers. And she just looked like this in every picture. And I was like, girl, you are in these beautiful spaces. And I know that you want to look sexy and all of that online. But my goodness, can you smile? Being able to smile shows that you are vivacious. Vivacious women smile because they are grateful for these moments. So if you are being in gratitude, you are happy and grateful that you are traveling to all of these places all over the world, eating at the finest restaurants, enjoying life with the finest people. This is a great thing. Smile, be happy about it. Don't be in this place where you have to have this resting face in order to seem like you're sexy or that you're feminine. You being feminine is part of that ability to smile and to be joyful and to be grateful in every moment. So embrace that and allow yourself to enjoy and be grateful for every single thing, and you will have more vivacity. You will be more grateful, not only for your things, but for other people's things. You'll be happy to have someone win a scholarship for something. You'll be happy to donate to a certain foundation. You'll be grateful that you have these beautiful children. Why not be able to donate to some children who are hungry, who don't have clothes, who don't have food? You are grateful that you have what you have, so your hands are open to bless and help other people. That is you being a vivacious woman. You are taking your life into your own hands, blessing people with your presence, with your joy, with your finances, with your time, and with your positivity. Another way to be a vivacious feminine woman is to learn how to celebrate. Vivacious women know how to celebrate and love celebrating. This means that you, again, are grateful for every single thing that happens in your life, whether it's really small or really big. I remember when I first got my period, when I was like, 12 years old, and my mom getting so excited, and she was so happy, and I did not understand why. And we went out and we got ice cream, and we were like celebrating this moment. And I will always remember that because I thought it was so funny. Like, why are we celebrating this? But that's something that's so important to my mom. She loves to celebrate moments, and it's something I've adopted as well. Celebrating every little thing for yourself and for the people that you love. So if you got a raise at work, celebrate it. Don't just be like, yeah, got a raise. Nah. Do something to celebrate. Get yourself some ice cream. Take yourself out to dinner. You know, get yourself a new pen or buy yourself a new mug. Do something to celebrate the moment. If you hit a certain number of subscribers, like if you're a content creator and you finally hit your first 1,000 subscribers, that's huge. That's 1,000 people. Celebrate. Buy yourself a little cupcake. Buy yourself some balloons and enjoy that moment. Take that moment in. Celebrate your holidays. Celebrate your anniversaries. Celebrate other people. If your husband said that he closed a deal, or he got a promotion, or he got a new client, or he got a new contract, celebrate that. Be like, whoa, that's amazing, babe. We're going to celebrate. And when he gets home, make him his favorite food or get him his favorite whatever. Do something that's going to make him smile. Celebrate him. Allow him to know that you are a vivacious woman who appreciates life, who appreciates him, and you're willing to celebrate with him. Vivacious women know how to celebrate. Something else that helps me to be a more vivacious feminine woman is being in the presence of God. There is no other feeling. There's no other place, there's no other moment that is more special than being in the presence of God. That means spending time with God, praying and singing and worshiping Him and asking Him for things and thanking Him for things. This blesses me so much because God gives you joy. The presence of God, the Spirit of God, manifest joy inside of you, and that joy is what shows up as vivacity. This is not something that can be faked. This is not something that can be conjured up. You cannot fake vivacity. Either you are or you're not. But you can cultivate it. You can get there by practicing being with the person who gives it out, which is God. God can give you more vivacity if you struggle in this area. This is done by being in the Bible and reading His promises to you, getting excited about the life that He has for you, even if you're not seeing that right now, even if you're in a really tough place right now, being sure that He will give you what He's promised you. That will bring you inner peace and joy. And there's a scripture that I love about this, but it doesn't have to be the scripture. It can be whatever scripture you want to lean on and meditate on and take in and have faith for. But this one I love. And it's Psalm 16:11, which reads, "In your presence is abundant joy." In the presence of God, there is abundant joy. If you are in the presence of God, He is going to show you what joy really looks like. And when you have that joy, girl, you are unstoppable. And I've seen this. I've seen this in my life in a major way. I can even look at my old YouTube videos, and I can literally just watch one and see how I was just lifeless in that space. Like, I didn't have real joy. I had moments of happiness here and there, but you could just watch me and see then versus now how much inner joy I have. And it has absolutely nothing to do with my actual life circumstances. What it has to really do with is the fact that I am in God's face every single day. I am practicing that joy, and He's giving me His joy that radiates out and brings people in. So this is something that you absolutely can have with the presence of God. Yes, there are some people who are more vivacious in nature. And I do think that, yes, I am more vivacious in nature than the average woman. I know that. Okay, I know that. But the joy, the real pure joy, is something that I got from God. Yes, I can move around and I'm really feminine when I talk and I do this and this and this because I'm a girly girl and I'm a social person, but the joy is what really makes the difference. That's what radiates, because you can be super vivacious and super negative. That can really be a combination that's really ugly. But you want to have the joy that radiates from within, and that joy comes from being in the presence of God. And the very last thing I'll say, because obviously I don't want to give you too many things and overwhelm you, but one thing that can get in the way of you being vivacious is you being in a space where you feel trapped. It's really hard to be free and flow and be in your feminine, vivacious nature if you feel trapped. And that can be you feeling trapped in your job, you feeling trapped in a relationship, you feeling trapped in your house. Now, one thing about the house is that it may need to be decluttered. You may really be in a space that's just so messy and so overwhelming that everywhere you turn, there's junk, there's mess, there's disorder. And whether you are cooking, whether you're doing your makeup, whether you're doing your skincare, whether you're in your closet, it's pure mess. And you're always struggling in these little moments. Take time to clear your junk. Take time to start decluttering your life, decluttering your house, decluttering your relationships, decluttering your finances, just decluttering all areas of your life will help you to feel more vivacious, because you'll have freedom. You'll feel space instead of it feeling cramped. So this is something that has helped me so much, because I cannot really be in a good space when I feel messy and sloppy. So take time to go through every area of your house. This is the new year. Perfect time for cleansing. Go through every area of your house and start getting rid of stuff. Decluttering, letting things go, because these things really do not matter. There are very few things that really matter. You want the things that are really going to bring you that joy, that life, and let everything else go, and it will help you to be more vivacious. You will feel happier because you are in a clean, clear, easy to move through space, and then that will trickle into all areas of your life. And if you want a really great YouTuber who's like amazing when it comes to decluttering, I will link one below. I love, love, love her channel. She is so fun. And actually, she's actually really vivacious now that I'm thinking about it. A lot of the people that I watch and listen to on YouTube are very vivacious because that helps. Like when you are trying to be a certain way or when you are a certain way, it should be like-minded people that you're listening to. Because if you're always listening to people who are negative, who are dry, who are dull, that impacts you. Like you then start to be brought down. But when you watch and listen to people who are lively, who are excitable, who are positive, that helps you to feel better. One simple YouTube video can really make you feel better depending on that person's personality. So I love people who are vivacious. Those are the ones I prefer to watch. And so I hope that you love her channel because she is awesome. So ladies, I hope that this was a very helpful video. If you're someone who struggles with dating, and let's say you know you're pretty, okay, you know you got all the cute stuff down, you smell good, you look good, all that, check, 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 but you're lacking something, it could be the fact that you don't have vivacity, that you're not vivacious enough, and that's why you're struggling to attract the men that you want, because men love a vivacious woman. You might need a little bit more of a spark in your personality, a little bit more excitability in the way that you present. So I want you to think about this. I want you to pray about this, continue this conversation with God, have him help you in this area. You know, try to focus a little bit more on just positivity and going with the flow and excitability, smiling a little bit more, laughing a little bit more, just being a little bit more appreciative of every moment that you have, and you will start to cultivate a more vivacious personality. And it doesn't have to be over the top. Again, it may not be your natural default personality. Some people are a little bit more calm, but I guarantee you, if you are talking about things that you genuinely love, if you are working in your purpose that God has assigned you in life, you will be vivacious. There is something for everyone that brings the life out of them. There is something for everyone. But if you're struggling with grief or other painful issues in your life, those things are blockers for vivacity, and you will need to go to therapy and get assistance with removing those blockages so that your vivacious nature can come out, because it will be a magnet for all of the relationships you want, the people that you want, the jobs that you want, the experiences that you want. Is being a vivacious feminine woman. And I know you can do it. I know you can get there. It is only a matter of time and practice. And I'm here to help. I love you so much. And until next time, in all things you do, make a feminine impression. Bye-bye.